your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's Tee to Green, the golf show. Happy to be with you once again from the five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie. Thank you for listening and for making Tee to Green a part of your sports weekend wherever you are. We've got a great show for you today. If you're into golf collectibles and golf memorabilia, later in the hour, you don't want to miss Ryan Carey, the co-founder of Green Jacket Auctions. They just finished up their summer auction. Among the items this go-round, Francis Ouimet's U.S. Open gold medal from 1913 and Tiger Woods' Scotty Cameron putter that he used back in 1997. How much did they bring? How much did they go for? We'll find out from Ryan Carey from Green Jacket Auctions, who joins us later in the hour on Tee to Green. But standing by and up first, Ron Force of Force Design, one of the premier golf course design companies in the world. They're involved in the redesign and renovation of numerous great iconic golf courses around the world, including the East Course right here at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And from the Tee to Green guest line, we welcome Ron Force to the show today. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Okay. How you doing? Nice to be here.
Yeah, thanks for doing this today. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into golf course design.
Well, it was as a kid growing up in New Jersey, I was always interested in art and sports and everything and related, everything between, and history too. So I was was interested in all kinds of design as a young kid even. So at age 13, I got the golf bug after I already got interested in boat architecture from my uncle who designed boats. He left Jersey, went to Miami. So I was fascinated by that stuff. And from age 9 to 13, I wanted to do boats and buildings and whatnot. But I just got fascinated with golf courses. And went to West Virginia University, got a degree in landscape architecture, moved up into southwestern Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh, and lived there a long time, raised my family there. And in 1909, established Force Design, and with a lot of help from Dr. Michael Herdson, who was a great advisor, and he actually teamed up with us on my first design project like that. Very gracious man. Never worked for another golf architect, but Mike Herdson is fantastic. I could never repay the guy. So, yeah, well, that's how we got going, and it's been almost 30 years now. Jim Nagel's been with me 20 of those years, the best associate in the world, and very bright guy, great to work with. So yeah, we've had a great run so far, and we're really thankful. So
yeah, is Force Design more so leaning toward course design, or course design and renovation, or has that role changed in the almost 30 years since you started?
Yeah, in the 90s we were doing new courses when it was abundant, and a little bit in the 2000s, but almost nothing. But because I didn't work for another golf architect, those rollover, you know, the toss-offs from established companies, you know, they were going to former associates from those guys. So we were really involved with restoration and renovation very heavily throughout our career. It has been the majority of what we've done. It's been a long time. It's very select few get to do new golf courses now.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Golf architects, that is, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a crystal ball, but are you going to stay there in the renovation redesign area, or do you think that could change in the future?
We're always looking for opportunities to do, you know, from scratch, creativity, you know, to be creative from scratch. And we also get to do that creative aspect, what we call blank slate projects, where there's no particular style to be sought after on a renovation, and we call them blank slates because we can reinvent the golf course. We can reimagine it, redesign it. And one of the things that we've had a lot of projects have been of a kind that we call the retro redo, where there's a restoration, but there's a total rebuild of the golf course, like Metairie by Seth Rayner in New Orleans, or Peninsula Golf and Country Club by Donald Ross out in San Mateo, California. You know, and then there's those traditional restorations like we've done, actually, you know, at the Broadmoor, relying on drawings and photos. But Salem, where the senior open was last year in Massachusetts, that's a very traditional restoration. Then we had a very strict restoration where the senior open is going to be in 2 years, where we've done something on every, restored something on every hole, in multiple parts on every hole, on almost every hole, at Newport Country Club in Rhode Island. The great old granddaddy, you know, founder of the channel. That's just a really special place. But, yeah, there's so the projects will go from, you know, from a very strict restoration to redesigning, rethinking, and infusing strategy and variety and all those great things that make for great golf holes. And we get to do that. So we're fortunate. We have a lot of opportunities to do a lot of different things.
Ron Force from Force Design with us today here on TD Green. Ron, when and how did you get involved with the Broadmoor and Broadmoor East?
Yeah, it was out of the blue. It was 2006, I believe, is when they called there. Russ Miller called, or Freddie Dickman, I forget which one, the superintendent, but called from the Broadmoor. And we were working at Columbine Country Club at the time there, and in Denver. And so they asked us to stop down on one of our trips, and we did. Hit it off really well, and I said, why did you guys pick us? He says, we did our homework. And that's all he told us. So apparently they liked what they have heard and how we work and how faithful we are to golf courses. And you know, that being a Ross course, we're up to our 55th Donald Ross golf course now. Working on in part or in whole, restoring, redesigning, parts of Donald Ross courses have been really good to us, too. And I grew up on a really fine Donald Ross golf course in northern New Jersey called Mountain Ridge Country Club. That Plainfield Country Club and Mountain Ridge are the two best Ross courses in New Jersey. And the greens
speaking,
at Mountain Ridge are just
speaking of doing your homework, when you do a redesign of a Donald Ross course or Robert Trent Jones course, I imagine you have to really do your homework to understand those original architects and what they had in mind in order to keep the original flavor of the design, do you not?
Yes, we did. And we actually had a bit of a jump start on that, because I used to teach two seminars for the Golf Course Superintendent Association of America. One was on remodeling and renovation. The other was historical-based. It was called the Classic Courses and the Master Architects. And in that curriculum, we taught on almost every pivotal architect down through history, and what were their design characteristics, and how they worked, you know, what were the particulars of what you got with one of their golf courses. So that was a great study, and I've been doing that for years and years, even before that, so those seminars came up. And yes, we do. We have to, when we go to Tillinghast or Ross, to like Morris County Golf Club, which is actually now a C.B. McDonald course, where the evidence points that it's the 16th, Morris County, New Jersey. Every spot we go to, we have to basically put another hat on and really think in the terms of what's there and that architect. And if, you know, if we have to rebuild something has to change for functional reasons, we get into the head of the architect and take precedent from that particular golf course, or take precedent from features and ways of doing things from other golf courses of the same architect. So we've managed to learn the different architects, and you know, we worked on a lot of William Flynn courses, a lot of Tillinghast courses, and it's a good point. They all have to be done differently, and if you don't want to have something stick out like a sore thumb, you've got to really study the way those architects did things.
Yeah. Got about 30 seconds left, Ron. Your thoughts on the Broadmoor East and the Senior Open a couple of months back?
Yeah, it was really, I was out there for a bit of it, and it was really good to see how the course was holding up. The greens are incredibly tricky, and it got its rightful due on air about that, and we were really happy to see how features come into play. Wide fairways, but features still come into play there quite often. But the real story is pretty much those greens that are, you know, that are 100 years old out there.
All right. Ron, I know you're busy, but we appreciate you taking the time this morning. We want you to come back when you've got a little more time and we can chat and get into a couple of things a little deeper. But appreciate you being here today, and keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's really good to talk to you guys again. Appreciate it.
That's Ron Forrest, Forrest Design, with us today here on Tee to Green from the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie, Scott Cuddy in Master Control. Take a quick break here. Got a golf tip headed your way. We'll be right back on Tee to Green.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Good morning, everyone. This is Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. I'm going to talk to you about a few driving tips and how to help you get off the tee better. couple things we want you to be aware of. One is grip pressure. Very, very important. Most people grip the club too tightly, and especially the driver. It might be a few anxious moments there when you're on the first tee, but make sure you've got the grip nice and light in your hands. Just no more tension on there than enough to hold the club. Secondly, hit something that you can get off the tee and in play. Do not be so worried about hitting 10 yards further with the driver. If you hit the 3-wood on the sweet spot, go ahead and hit that. Get a nice, full shoulder turn. The butt end of the club and your belt buckle need to go in unison on your takeaway. Lastly, you need to pose on your right toe at finish. That will make sure that you hit all the ball with all your weight.
For more on driving, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Change, change, change,
change, change, change,
change, change,
change, change, change, change,
change, change,
change, change,
change,
change,
change,
change, change, change, change,
let it go a little while. Good is that. It's Sunday morning, and you've just gone to church, courtesy of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, here on Tee to Green. Destination listening for dedicated golfers. I'm Jay Ritchie. Brant Snedeker made headlines this past week. He shot a 59 in the first round of the Wyndham Championship at Sedgefield Country Club on Thursday. He did it, holing out a 20-foot birdie putt on the finishing hole to shoot the 10th sub-60 round in the history of the PGA Tour. Snedeker started his round at the par 4 10th with a bogey, and then he went out in 32. He shot 27 coming in on the second nine. He once missed a putt to shoot 59 at a non-PGA Tour event overseas. His lowest previous score on tour was 61. His round was highlighted by a 176-yard 7-iron that he flew into the cup for an eagle at the par 4 6th hole. It messed up the hole so badly, tour officials decided to cut a new hole about a foot away from where the original hole was. He hit a 5-iron to within 3 feet for birdie at his 16th hole, and that put him at 10-under on the par 70 course. He parred the next hole, and then, as I said, on the final hole, he had a 20-footer slightly uphill, breaking right to left to break 60. He knew it was in before it got to the hole. He said with about 6 feet to go, he thought, there's no way this thing is missing, and then it went in. Brant Snedeker won this event, the Wyndham Championship, back in 2007, and he still has the lead going into the last round today. How about his playing companion, Billy Horschel? He shot a 66, not bad, but he was 7 shots behind Snedeker after the first round. Coming up on Tee to Green, Ron Carey, the co-founder of Green Jacket Auctions, will be joining us in our next segment. Got a note here from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. Now in its 19th year, talking about the 2018 Greensaver Golf Discount Book, or the Greensaver Mobile, which lets you play more and save more for just $49. 89 total courses in all. You can save on green fees, 2-for-1 green fees, half-off green fees, and free cart rentals plus discounts for retail, lodging, lessons, food, beverage, much, much more. The perfect excuse to travel around our great state and experience some of the best golf that Colorado has to offer. it adds up to something like $11,000 of total Colorado Golf savings, yours for just $49. Now, I know you're not going to use every coupon in the book for that $11,000 total, but some great deals here. And if you already have the book, double your offers and get Greensaver Mobile for just $30. This is a mobile-friendly website. It's not an app. With the Greensaver Mobile, you'll never lose or damage your book, and you can keep up with new courses and offers that come online during the season. For more info, call 303-797-8700 or go online at greensavergolf.com. I want to apologize for some of the technical issues we're having. Our regular broadcast phone line system is not functioning well today. I'm not sure. We've had a lot of bad weather and rain in the Colorado Springs area, and that could be causing some issues here at the Broadmoor with our special broadcast line. So we're kind of on our backup system today, and again, we apologize to that. You may have noticed PGA Tour golfers wearing yellow ribbons during the last couple of tour events. They did that at the Match Play Bridgestone, and they did that at the PGA Championship last couple of weeks. They're in honor of fellow Tour Pro Jared Lyle. Lyle, the Australian golfer who battled leukemia on three separate occasions in his life, died last week. He recently entered palliative care after his body, worn down by years of chemotherapy and harsh treatments, began to fail him. A winner of two Web.com Tour events, Lyle played three seasons on the PGA Tour. He finished as high as a tie for fourth at the Northern Trust Open back in 2012. As I mentioned, something he's been battling for a long time. He was first diagnosed with cancer as a teenager back in 1999, and he beat the disease after being confined to a hospital bed for 9 months. Lyle then endured a second bout with leukemia back in 2012, but returned to play pro golf after beating cancer once again. The cancer came back last year, and although he ended his treatment without any trace of the disease in his system, the toll of fending it off all these years did significant damage to his body, and he passed away. Now, that's amazing. He ended his treatment without any trace of cancer in his system. They got rid of it. They wiped it out. But that took its toll on his body, and he passed away. He was just 36 years old. Jared Lyle survived by his wife and his two young daughters, ages 6 and 2, and our sympathies go out to them. We have no sympathies for a guy in Massachusetts who bit off another man's finger during a fight at a Massachusetts golf course earlier this week. According to local news reports out of the Plymouth, Massachusetts media, a 47-year-old man was arrested at Southers Marsh Golf Club in Plymouth on Friday after he apparently got into a fight with another golfer, and during the fracas, he bit off part of his thumb. Reports saw that the victim's thumb was bitten off down to his knuckle, and he was transported to a local hospital for treatment. The incident happened late Friday afternoon around sunset. The attacker was not identified, at least not yet anyway. He was arrested and charged with mayhem. Mayhem. Now, in golf, you can get an eagle, you can get a birdie, you can get a par, you can get a bogey, a double bogey, a triple bogey, and you can even get a snowman. This guy got mayhem, and he hopefully gets what he deserves for that mayhem in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Isn't that crazy? Well, Ryan Carey, standing by, he's with Green Jacket Auctions, the co-founder of Green Jacket Auctions. They just wrapped up their big summer auction. We'll talk about that with him as we continue next here on Tee to Green from the Broadmoor. We'll be right back.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down.
The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious AAA Five Diamond Award. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor, and this morning I want to talk to you about putting. There's a couple of different ways to look at putting, long putts and the second is short putts. What I want everybody to concentrate on, if they have a putt of 15 feet and longer, which I think we're all in agreement would constitute a long putt, concentrate on speed and distance first and foremost. Do not get caught up in the direction of the putt, but speed and distance is your first priority. With a short putt, accuracy is your need. You want your left hand for righties to remain going towards the target. That's number one. Two is you want your eyes directly over the ball so your head remains still. A lot of short putts are missed because someone's head moves. Keep those tips in mind. I promise you, you'll make less three putts, which is the goal of any good putter.
More on getting the ball up and down? Go to tee2greenradio.com or check in with your local PGA professional.
Golfers listen because we speak their language every Sunday. Here on Tee to Green, the golf show, that language is golf. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Jay Ritchie, coming your way from the Broadmoor Resort Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to have you here. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day in Colorado Springs. We've had a lot of storms and bad weather and rain lately, but right now it's beautiful out there. As we look out the back window here at the on the mezzanine level of the Broadmoor South Building at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Our next guest standing by, it's been a few years since Ryan Carey's been with us. As I recall, we had Ryan on a Masters Sunday in April a few years back to talk about green jacket auctions, rather appropriately. If you haven't heard of green jacket auctions, they are possibly the biggest and best golf auction company in the world, certainly the biggest in the United States, and they just finished up their annual summer auction. So we thought we'd give Ryan a ring and see if we could get him to come back and tell us what's going on and what's happened in the last few years since we last chatted. Ryan, welcome back to Tee to Green. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for having me.
The green jacket auctions, for people who may not have heard about it or have heard about it but are not sure totally what you do, bring us up to speed. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so we do auctions usually three times a year, and they're golf antiques, historical items, as well as, you know, memorabilia and collectibles. So it really runs the gamut. We do anything from a $25 Fred Couples autographed golf flag to, you know, something that's historical that's worth maybe over $100,000 or something like that. So we try to really hit all points for all people that are interested in golf and want something, whether it's for their office or their man cave at home, or if they're more of a hardcore collector and they care about the history of the game as well.
So how do you get started in something like this? Were you always kind of into sports collectibles and as a kid and growing up?
Yeah, I'd say it was, you know, collecting like anybody else. I mean, baseball cards and whatever. And I've got a passion for golf, but more importantly, golf history. So sort of started Green Jacket Auctions as a side gig about 12 years ago now. And just wanted to find, kind of dig up some of these more historical golf items and figure out where they were and help people buy and sell them. And, fast forward 12 years later, and it's been a lot of fun.
Did you have a few things in your own personal collection when you started, or how did you launch this thing?
Yeah, so my partner Bob and I, we met because we did a deal for Doug Ford's green jacket, the 1957 Masters champion. And it was something that was a passion of mine to own a green jacket. I like jackets from all, you know, golf courses and members' jackets. I like the concept of a jacket as a trophy or a keepsake. And we bonded over that and it kind of grew our company from there. But it was kind of always looking for those elusive items like jackets.
There's always been a market for sports memorabilia and collectibles, but maybe more so in sports like baseball and boxing, the more mainstream sports than golf. Did you find initially there was a market that was sort of untapped?
You're right. So baseball is always king. I mean, baseball just drives the entire collector market. It has a much richer history with, you know, baseball cards, but also things like, you know, Babe Ruth bats and signed balls and everything. Golf has always lagged behind. All sports have lagged behind. Golf was very much a niche collecting when we started. Just over the last two or three or four years, we're seeing that the tide turn a little bit. I think a lot of people used to say, oh, I don't really collect golf memorabilia. But then you ask them, well, would you like a used flag from Augusta National? Would you like a Marion Wicker, you know, basket in the corner of your office? You know, would you like a Jack Nicklaus, photo on your wall? And then all of a sudden they say, oh, yeah, I would like that. And it's like, well, then we're all golf collectors to a certain extent.
So what do you think has changed regarding golf? Just the time has passed and there's been more names and personalities like a Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah, I think that there's something for everybody in golf. Whether it's you're the older generation that's idolizing Jack and Arnie, or the younger kid that wants something from Ricky Fowler, golf can really check all the boxes there. And so what we've tried to do as a company is try to check those boxes for people. You know, we have Jack Nicklaus stuff and we have Ricky Fowler stuff. So we're the rare company that can have something for, you know, a 12-year-old boy's birthday, but then also for, you know, a more advanced collector that wants to buy something that actually, you know, touched Arnie or Jack himself.
Brian Carey, co-founder Green Jacket Auctions. So what's hot? What type of golf memorabilia is hot right now?
So right now, trophies and medals over the last few years have been the hottest collectible in terms of, you know, trophies from guys winning major championships, things like that. We've worked with Tony Jacklin. We've worked with Billy Casper before he passed, people of that nature. Anything that actually belonged to a player has been really hot. But to be honest, the last month or so, Tiger Woods is back in a huge way.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How much Tiger Woods stuff is out there?
So Tiger was a huge part of our business, you know, back in the mid-2000s and the next, you know, the few years. But then when he, you know, like everything else, when Tiger fell off the radar, when he wasn't playing as much, our Tiger business suffered. His prices on memorabilia suffered, and people just weren't as interested in collecting them too. And so it was just this perfect storm of, we just didn't really see much Tiger stuff in the market. And now people are just, we need Tiger stuff. I mean, that's my main goal for our next auction is I need more quality Tiger items, because we just don't have enough to go around right now.
So your business, I assume, is year round, although you have special auctions during the 12-month calendar?
Yeah, we try to make it year-round. I mean, you know, people are interested in golf. It's not as seasonal-based as I think other sports, so it doesn't necessarily matter. And then, of course, when you have a Ryder Cup year, it almost feels like it's extended even more. So, yeah, we try to do it year-round. And even when golf is sort of over with around the Christmas holidays, people spend a lot of money around then too. So, you know, it's a year-round thing for sure.
And how often do you have your special auctions, like you just finished up your summer auction?
Really just three times a year. We may move to four eventually, but what we've decided to do is sort of have bigger auctions. So when we used to have a couple hundred or 300 items in an auction, this one that just finished last night, you know, we had over 900 lots. So that's what I was touching on, where, you know, you have $25 items, you have $25,000 items, and everything in between. But going for the bigger auctions and making more of a fun event around the auction.
Your annual summer golf auction just wrapped up yesterday. As a matter of fact, how did that go?
It was our best auction ever. We did about $1.2 million, a little over that. About 500,000 or more were Francis We Met items. From Francis We Met's personal collection, which we, you know, really drove a lot of interest and new people to the website too, which was great.
So Francis We Met's 1913 U.S. Open gold medal. How much did you get for that?
That went for a little over $80,000, and that was actually, it's basically a duplicate medal that was made for it. The USGA Museum has the original medal that's surely worth a few hundred thousand dollars. This is a second copy that's still worth, sold for over $80,000, which we were pleasantly surprised about.
Wow.
And just We Met in general, we weren't sure. Obviously, the Disney movie makes a lot of even younger people know about him. But, you know, We Met that 1913, that's over 100 years ago, but he still really resonated with collectors, which we were happy to see.
Tiger Woods, 1997 Scotty Cameron putter, what did that go for?
That sold for over $50,000, one for $54,000, which is the highest price paid for a Scotty Cameron at auction and the highest price paid for a Tiger putter at auction. So those are two records there, which we're excited about. And again, that's a putter that if we had tried to sell that maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, I don't think it sells for half of that. But Tiger being back, you know, everyone talks about moving the needle with television ratings and things of that nature. Well, his memorabilia prices is exactly the same.
And it's all about timing. So if people want to bid on these things, how does that work? Is it all an online process?
Yeah, so we do an online auction. You know, back in the day, you think of auction with the auctioneer with the gavel and everything. Well, that's pretty much all moved online. You know, right now we've got customers in 53 countries around the world. So it allows us to have these auctions where everyone can bid online. Easiest way to do it is just, you know, go to our website, go to greenjacketauctions.com, you know, sign up for our email, you know, emails. We rarely email. We wait until an auction's, you know, going on to make something special, and you can register to bid that way, or just give us your email address, and that's the easiest way to stay in touch.
GreenJacketAuctions.com, the website. I mentioned in the introduction, Ryan, that you maybe are the biggest and best in the world. Are you the biggest in the world?
Yes, we are. There are some bigger auction companies that do everything that try to do golf on occasion. But we're by far the biggest in terms of sales of golf, and that's a good thing. But we want competitors too. We want the whole industry to grow, and it's been so healthy the last few years, and it seems to be at its peak right now. And we just hope it continues.
Typically, you start an auction. How long does it last? How long does it go?
So auctions usually last about 2.5 weeks, and so what we do is. Some auction companies and other industries do like auction previews and tell you what's coming up at an auction. We don't do that. We host a 2.5 week auction. And so when our auctions go live, it's usually a lot of fun because nobody knows what we're going to have. So even if you're not interested in bidding in anything, if you like golf and you like golf history especially, you're going to like just going through the auction and reading about all the different cool items, all the different historical pieces. And so that 2.5 weeks of that auction are basically the time to get the word out and the time when, you know, we get the word out and other people do too.
Last question. When's your next one coming up?
So we're going to have an auction in November. So it's going to be right around Thanksgiving time. We'll start it. It'll end in December, right before Christmas. It's going to be a good one.
All right. Super. We'll get you back on and talk about it then.
Sounds good, man.
Ryan Carey, co-founder, Green Jacket Auctions Incorporated, greenjacketauctions.com for more information. Thanks, Ryan. Good job, and best of luck to you in the future as well. Well, we're not done yet. Coming up, we're going to take a look at what is happening on tour as we continue on the other side from the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs, Colorado. This is Tee to Green.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
This is the fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. Not done yet. Let's take a look at what is happening on tour. Well, we've got some bad weather that's playing havoc with the professional golf schedule. Wyndham Championship, Greensboro, North Carolina. Last tour event before they start the FedEx Cup playoffs. And they're in for a long day today. 30 players were on the course when the third round was interrupted by thunder and lightning yesterday afternoon. They'll finish up the third round and then play the fourth round today. Brent Snedeker had a 3-shot lead over Brian Gay through 7 holes when play was stopped yesterday. Of course, Snedeker had that 59 in the first round on Thursday. The LPGA Tour in Indianapolis for the Indy Women in Tech Championship. They're playing this at the Brickyard course at the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Yes, there is a golf course that winds its way in and around the speedway. Lizette Salas, 21 under par, a 2-shot lead over Amy Yang and Sung Hyun Park. Defending champion Lexi Thompson is 16 under par, 5 shots off the lead. And the old guys, the tour champions, the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, Endicott, New York, they had trouble getting the third round in because of rain yesterday, but finally got it in. And after the Saturday round, Michael Bradley, minus 11, has a 2-shot lead. Bradley looking for his first win ever on the Tour of Champions. He's got a 2-shot lead over Bart Bryant and Marco Dawson. Kenny Perry and Mark Calcavecchia are 4 shots back. And the 118th U.S. Amateur at Pebble Beach, Victor Hovland of Norway against 18-year-old Devin Bling, 36-hole match play final that is on tap today. Bling is a sophomore at UCLA, and he's got a chance to win the U.S. Amateur Championship today. Our thanks to Ron Force, Force Design, for joining us, and to Ryan Carey, Green Jacket Auctions, greenjacketauctions.com, for joining us as well. Again, apologize for the technical issues we're having today. We hopefully can get those worked out. But appreciate you being there. As always, thanks to Scott Cuddy and Master Control. That'll do it. Till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.